Huddersfield Town secured their championship status midweek. The weekend, they have another trip to the West Midlands, this time to take on Birmingham City, a side who are far lower in the league than a lot of people would have expected them to be. So I imagine the Birmingham City fans more so than anybody else. We're joined to talk more about Birmingham by Brian Dick from the Birmingham Mail. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers. I include myself in those many people who didn't expect Blues to be in this position.
I imagine, you know, as a Birmingham fan, when you look back at the last few years, actually, you must be quite fed up because you've had periods where, and I don't remember exact sort of ins and outs of how all this has come about, but you've had periods where there's Chris Hughton there, he did well. I can then remember Lee Clark with The Great Escape. You then have Gary Rowett, the world seems to be your oyster, and then it all just goes wrong, and now you find yourself fighting, really, for your championship status.
Yeah, I mean, it's as bemusing to Birmingham City fans as it is to people looking from the outside in. As I said earlier, that you know, it's just 4 months ago, Blues were 3 points off third. You know, they were very much up there with Huddersfield, looking to mount a promotion, a playoff challenge. And yet here we are, two games to go, still not safe, and may not be at all. Got a very difficult game this Saturday, and then Bristol City away on the final day of the season. So yeah, I mean, you describe it as perilous, and that's exactly what it is.
Obviously, the move of Gianfranco Zola going out, something which earlier in the season seemed as though it was never going to happen. He seemed like he was there for the long run, but he's gone. Harry Redknapp's come in. I think I'm right in saying he'll have had a total of 3 games in charge by the end. From what you saw in the evidence of the weekend's game against Villa, has he got time to turn things around? Does much need turning round?
Well, I mean, the first priority now is to get safe, get to the summer still in the Championship. So does he need to alter too much between now and then in the next 2 games? What I saw against Villa was, you know, a decent, solid performance that probably deserved a draw. And do you know, I think a draw, or you know, 2 points or 3 points will do it for Blues. So, you know, I don't think it needs any miracles over the next 2 or 3 games. I saw signs on Sunday that you know, the players were kind of, you know, they believed in what they had been asked to do a bit more. The effort levels and commitment was bang up there. If there is a shortcoming now, it's just in front of goal. You know, and if I do have a nagging fear, is that Blues won't score enough goals to get the points they need.
What about any obvious tactical changes that Harry's made based on that one game? Was there anything that stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, a massive one. He went from three at the back with wing backs to a flat back four, it was a 4-2-3-1, very much more direct than they'd been playing under Gianfranco Zola. Very, very reminiscent of what Gary Rowett was doing in his first few months when he first came to the club, to be fair. So Redknapp has clearly identified a system and a style that the current squad is comfortable with. And, you know, and I probably would say this, but I thought they did enough on Sunday to deserve not a win, but a point. I think there was a big change, and it did appear to pay some dividends, albeit at this stage of the season, any dividends you want, the points on the board, aren't they?
Absolutely. Is there a hope from you guys now, Huddersfield are in the playoffs, that David Wagner might rest some players, or do you actually think with the form that they've been in, Huddersfield might actually be dangerous at the moment because they'll be trying to get something of a run going before the playoffs?
Well, we're all hoping down here that you send up the youth team. I've seen some stuff written in the press up there in the Examiner that there probably will be some of the fringe players played. But even then, though, there'll be, I think I read that there'll be fringe players that have played regularly this season and therefore be good players. So, clearly it's not going to be the youth team, and I don't think, even if it is a change team, I wouldn't necessarily describe it as a massively weakened team that Huddersfield are going to be sending down. I am relieved that they got what they needed against Wolves the other night. If it is a question of just pure desperation, who needs it more, then you know, I would hope that would be worth something on the pitch for Blues.
Who would you say is the player that Huddersfield should be looking to close down? Again, it might be quite a difficult question to answer because of the sudden change in tactics with a new boss, but anybody that you've really identified that's still the danger man based on Harry Redknapp's style on Sunday?
Well, there wasn't any danger on Sunday, unfortunately. That was the problem. I think in the last month or so, I would say Che Adams has been the one that's been most likely to create a spark for Birmingham. He had their best, also only chance on Sunday, and he stuck it over the bar. But technically, he's probably the best attacker. So he's pretty quick. He's nice. He's really strong on the ball. And if he's on his game, then you know, I would say if he doesn't score the goal, he'll probably have a hand in it. Either, you know, winning a free kick or a penalty or a set piece or something like that. But I think Blues will be dangerous from set pieces as well. So yeah, it for me, all starts with Che Adams, and hopefully something will break from something he does.
Well, the game is on Saturday afternoon at St Andrews, 3 o'clock kickoff, Birmingham against Huddersfield Town. Always great to chat to you, Brian Dick from the Birmingham Mail. Thank you for joining us, sir.
No worries at all. Cheers, Andy.